January. Council approves a new ice rink policy to manage rinks in its hamlets so taxpayers foot utility costs for water, wastewater, natural gas and electricity, and not community associations, which were formerly responsible for paying for all services except water. The MD announced it would also establish an annual budget allowance for rink fencing, glass and board replacements. The MD amended a snow clearing policy under its highway and traffic bylaw, making it easier for staff to enforce and prevent piling snow from a premise onto a road right-of-way following a complaint from a business in the Exshaw Industrial Park. An eighth version of the Exshaw Mountain Gateway Area Structure Plan passes second reading of MD Council. February. MD of Bighorn Council re-tenders a ward boundary review to address the rising population of the district, which saw an overall increase of 20.7% between 2016 and 2021. The review's first tender was dropped after former SAU Robert Ellis was let go by the MD in late 2022. The final cost for the review is pegged at $35,299. While municipal boundaries have changed for the district, there have been no changes to the number of seats on council or the number of wards since 1989. The MD begins discussions to create a climate resilience action plan to identify and prepare for potential impacts of climate change. Funding was obtained through the Climate Resilience Capacity Building Program and a draft plan is expected in early 2024. The MD discusses a porta-potty trial program to install facilities in Exshaw. A proposed amendment to the land use bylaw for the Rafter 6 Ranch Tourist and Recreation District meets opposition in the MD. Considering factors such as topographic limitations, MD administration proposed reducing the district's front, rear and side yard setback by 83% from 30 meters to 5. March. An appeal by Howling Dog Tours Limited of a proposed 17,000-square-foot home near Gap Lake in the MD of Bighorn is rejected by the MD's Subdivision and Development Appeal Board. The concern was that the development could lead to the loss of the kennel's development permit if the new occupant made noise complaints. The MD of Bighorn's Director of Corporate and Community Services Shana Tutt, with a cumulative 13 years of service with the MD, is selected as SAU to succeed Robert Ellis. April. MD Council proceeds with a new interchange design for Harvey Heights in an effort to make driving in the area safer for residents and visitors. It's decided the estimated $888,000 project will be funded by the MD with approved funding from the province, which identified the intersection at Harvey Heights with the Trans-Canada Highway as a safety concern in 2005. The MD of Bighorn approves a cougar coexistence trail camera project to minimize cougar-human conflict through a program operated by the Exposed Wildlife Conservancy. May. A groundwater study nearly 2 years in the making was released following devastating flooding in East Exshaw in 2020. The study by Matrix Solutions highlighted the high water table in the hamlet and warned against digging due to the high risk of groundwater flooding. It also found no connection between the 2020 flood and flood mitigation work that was done on Exshaw Creek, despite many residents believing otherwise. MD Council sets the 2023 tax rate at a 2.13% increase after finalizing assessment notices. June. Joss Elford resigns his post as a first-term councillor for Ward 1 in Exshaw, marking the second resignation from MD of Bighorn Council since the 2021 municipal election. In a media release, Elford said he resigned for personal reasons, and noted finding housing in Exshaw was a challenge. MD of Bighorn Council gives third reading to the Exshaw Mountain Gateway Area Structure Plan, expected to add another 100 to 150 people to Exshaw's population of about 450. The project proposes 25 to 30 single detached and duplex dwellings, 6 to 12 ridge lots and one mountain lot, and required amendments to the MD's land use bylaw and municipal development plan to expand the hamlet's boundary. July. A land swap 20 years in the making between the MD of Bighorn and the province is finalized. In the exchange, the province received 8.9 hectares of vital wildlife habitat split between a section north of the G8 Legacy Wildlife Underpass near Deadman's Flats on the Trans-Canada Highway and land north of the hamlet, adjacent to the Bow River. Bighorn received 26.7 hectares split into three parcels ideal for industrial and commercial development east of Exshaw. Dogs are prohibited from being off-leash in Exshaw after the MD passes its amended animal bylaw. Exshaw was the only hamlet within the MD previously lacking the regulation. August. A proposed 90-unit mixed-use building in Deadman's Flats at 151st Avenue gets the thumbs up by MD of Bighorn Council. The approved Cliff Resort project consists of 25 visitor accommodations, up to 65 short and long-term rental units, retail and a restaurant. MD Council votes to delay the construction of a Pigeon Creek pedestrian bridge in favor of using allocated funds for a trails master plan that will take a broader look at trail development opportunities throughout the MD. A by-election for Ward 1 in the MD of Bighorn sees two candidates enter the running in Robin Bushulak and Steve Fitzmorris. September. The Banff Legacy Inn. A 131 short-term rental development of stacked townhouses spread over 12 buildings located at 950 Harvey Heights, Rhodes, was issued a development permit by the MD of Bighorn's Municipal Planning Commission. Steve Fitzmorris is elected as Ward 1 councillor for Exshaw. October. The Bow Valley mourns the loss of legendary Rafter 6 Ranch cowboy Stan Cowley, who died October 11 after a long battle with illness. A feral horse management framework is released by the province to protect the animal in areas including the Ghost River Zone, which has a population of about 311 feral horses, according to counts completed by Alberta Forestry and Parks in 2023. November. A fire risk assessment prepared for the MD of Bighorn to address emergency response challenges recommends renegotiating Bighorn's fire services agreement with the town of Canmore for a better deal. Hiring a full-time deputy fire chief and three full-time firefighters to be stationed with Exshaw Fire Rescue and engaging with Alberta Transportation to discuss options to cross the Bow River from Exshaw to the Trans-Canada Highway. A draft budget presented to MD of Bighorn Council proposes a 4.8% tax increase for 2024. The MD of Bighorn weighs borrowing $10 million to help with the cost to build its long-awaited operations shop in Exshaw. The project was delayed while the MD was completing its land swap with the province, and in that time, the cost to build increased from an estimated $6.2 million to $11.4 million. MD Council amends its snow clearing bylaw requiring residents and businesses to shovel sidewalks adjacent to their properties within 48 hours of snow and ice being deposited. Those in violation within the first year of the bylaw are susceptible to a warning and, on second offense, a minimal $25 fine. December. The MD of Bighorn passes a 4.3% tax increase for 2024. The operating budget is $14.1 million with the majority spent on staff salaries and wages at $5.94 million, including 10 new positions to address staffing challenges in the MD. Four of which are to support fire services.